Good morning, Concrete Corn.
Yeah, is Howard in?
I believe he is. Just a minute, please. Who's calling?
Could you let him know it's Jeremiah from Cardiff?
Just a minute, please, Jeremiah.
Sure, thank you.
About robotic demolition? We're specialists at Concrete Coring. Ask us about our robotic demolition that's both vibration and dust-free. Our robotics on.
Good morning, Jeremiah.
Hey, Howard, how are you doing?
Oh, not too bad.
Good, good. You got a couple minutes?
Sure.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm going over your credit profile here, and it says that you have a federal tax lien right now. Have you been taking care of that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's all set up on like a payment plan of some sort?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to confirm that. Is there any way you can send me some paperwork on that showing?
Sure.
I didn't want to ask Tina because it was a personal matter, so I'd...
Right, no, she handles all that, so
okay.
She can do that.
Do you want me just... See. I can just reach out to her.
Well, she's sitting right across the thing, but what might be easiest is we get... we hired... they're called TaxGuard.
Okay.
We hired a third-party company that negotiates and monitors and does all of that for us.
Okay.
And they send me a weekly... they send me a weekly thing, and I can just forward you that, and that should basically tells you everything you need to know right there.
That's perfect.
And
that's exactly
they're the
I
guys
mean.
That then you can call them directly. They're based out of Colorado.
Okay.
And they can tell, you know, give you more legalese than you and I will both be able to understand.
You know what? That paper should suffice, but yes, if we need to look into it more, then I'll let my underwriter know.
Right. Okay, and you know, you were on my list to call as well.
Okay.
And that was to see if you'd like a narrative of sorts or copies of contracts or in a nutshell, you know, we have a $2 million contract to do 7 lock and dams.
Okay.
And the work, all but one of them, the work is identical to 10 lock and dam jobs that we've done, completed successfully over the last couple of years.
Okay.
With the same company, same exact work, and, you know, we just got awarded this new $2 million contract to do more of the same because us and them are the best.
Right.
You know, at doing this, and so we have high markups in it. We make great money, but we have to be at two places at once this winter, so we need to add more sawing equipment so that we can be at all places at the same time and basically make twice as much money in the same short period of time, and it'll basically pay off all the equipment and so on and so forth. So
yeah, and then you can use the equipment in any future projects that you have, which is going to make you guys much more efficient.
Right, and we got two more that start right after this one's done, so in March. And then we have two more over in the summer. So, yeah, this is it's awesome.
That is awesome.
So, okay. But we need the equipment.
Yeah, yeah, it's needed. Okay.
And the other question was if you know, if you're still having a hard time making it happen, look into a down payment would help.
Okay.
We can. You know, put in a healthy down payment. Of course, we want to hoard our cash for cash flows, but
sure.
If necessary to make this happen, we can do that as well.
I am going to try to make something happen for you guys. You have such a solid business. The only fear that I'm looking at is I know you had some credit issues, but besides, you know, whatever was going on with your credit, as far as your business goes, it's a very solid business. The contracts you have coming up, huge contracts. And what you guys do, you're not just some, you know, mom and pop concrete shop. You guys are the real deal here. So we do want to establish that relationship with you, and I promise you I'm going to do everything within my power here to make something happen for you guys, to make you happy. So that way, you know, any needs you have in the future, you always come to me. It's my time to shine here for you guys. So
Right. And, you know, by the way, I have close San Diego ties.
Nice.
I went to San Diego State.
All right.
Lived out there for 6 years, and we're looking at opening up a West Coast office out there.
Oh, wow.
And in fact, I'm in final negotiations on a big sawing job, which will be the first one we'll be using this equipment on, because it's perfect for it. We're cutting up a submerged barge in San Diego Bay, you know, because working for a marine contractor out there who's identical, except he's out there, to the one that we have all these big contracts with back here.
Wow.
So I'll be out there on the 13th.
Okay. What made you want to come over to the West Coast again? Just because you've been out here, you understand the demand? Or, I mean, what's making you want to open up that next location?
A bunch of different reasons. One is, you know, my kids are all in high school now. One's about to graduate, and the other's getting a little older. And I have always wanted to move back out there personally. Secondly, my cousin has a business out there, and I've been working with her. And that's kind of how I got this lead. Thirdly, San Diego is exploding. And especially the waterfront stuff. I don't know if you've keep an eye on that kind of thing, but San Diego is one of the most it's a destination place, and there's tons of money, and they're redoing the whole oceanfront and the bay and everything like that. So there's tons of work. And we specialize in the marine front and underwater cutting stuff. So, you know, we've gotten to be experts at the river and the lake work, you know, throughout the Midwest and the East. So we started, we did work up at on the Columbia River, up in the Dells, and up in North Dakota and Montana, Fort Peck, and so on. So we're any place there's a lot of water and there's a lot of concrete out there. So,
well, cool. That's awesome to hear, Howard. And so, do you have a project that you're trying to solidify out here? Is that
absolutely? Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good to hear. All right. Well,
we're supposed to start by the end of the month. So yeah, we'll be.
Wow. How do you? Is that why you have to open a location so that way you're not carrying your equipment back and forth? Or, I mean, how would that work? Would you kind of take a project and take some time away and come out here and complete the project? What's usually the procedure there? Or is that why you want to?
No, we do 60% of our 60+% of our work is not local already.
Oh, okay.
So we travel. We've already been up to Pittsburgh, Greenup, Kentucky. It's called. Okay. Outside of Cincinnati, Ohio, all the way down into the Cumberland River and Tennessee, all the way up north to Minnesota on the Mississippi, all the way south down through Louisiana.
Wow.
So once you're, you know, a lot of times where our work is in rural areas.
Okay.
So everybody that works there has to travel there. You know, like up in North Dakota, it's exploding up there because of all the oil sands and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, so we go up there and work, and you go and work on a big project, and there is not a single local contractor there. Everybody's from all over the country.
Oh, that's crazy.
And so but that's the way that our industry's going now.
Wow.
And that's how we survived, just by going to where the work is instead of waiting, crying in our milk that there's not enough work here in St. Louis.
Which makes sense. Which makes sense. You know, that's
right.
You got to go out there and get the work. You can't wait for the work to come to you. You know.
Right, but I also have a personal attachment to the San Diego area,
yeah,
as opposed to L.A. But we'll work in L.A. of course. And this company that we're hooking up with, and. It's called RE State, STAITE Engineering. But they have an office in San Diego and in San Francisco.
So. Okay. Well, that's awesome. Okay, well, I'll tell you what.
But anyway, to finish my long rambling story, the business model for expanding and starting up a satellite office is get a big anchor project first and treat it like you normally would a job that's out of the area.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little further in this case. But once you get that established, you know, get that job under your belt, then you have a local presence. Then you start marketing. You know, you do business development there and try and keep the ball rolling.
Right.
You know, if you doesn't, well, then you just bring your equipment back.
That makes sense. Makes sense. And the way you guys are doing business and the type of work you do, I don't see why you won't grow from that one project, you know. Word of mouth
right.
is pretty powerful, so.
Right.
Well, that's good news, Howard. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I will talk to my underwriter. If I need those contracts, I'll let you know. I appreciate you making those available to me.
Okay.
All right. We'll be in touch, Howard.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.